I guess being a writer makes you a bit of an outsider looking in. I'm always observing, watching, listening. I've done this since I was a child. I have memories of me listening in on my mum or dad talking to their friends. I enjoyed listening to grown-ups talk more than anything. I liked how they let their hair down when they thought they were alone and how relaxed they were. I liked to listen to the tones, the loudness of chatter and sudden whispers and nudges when something juicy was being shared between them, and the laughter, especially the laughter. And then they would notice me eavesdropping and switch from English to French Creole, like that would make a difference. The truth is, though I was born in the UK, my mother always spoke French Creole at home, and so I understood it perfectly. Fair to say, I didn't always understand exactly what was being said, as it wasn't simply about language. Often it was about the experiences of the adults, and of course, me being a child, my understanding of their experiences was limited. So yes, I've always been an observer, a listener, slightly on the outside of the action with my own internal commentary on situations, underscoring what's going on. Even with my peers, there was a slight sense of me and them. Looking back, I think I always had my guard up. Most of my school friends were white. I'm black, and so the experiences I had at home were very different to the ones they had. As early on as primary school, I learned not to share my home life so openly, as I discovered that when I did share what I had done over the weekend, the other children often sniggered as they were not familiar with the West Indian way of life. Because I was in the minority, it became easier for me to watch and listen and edit what I said before it left my mouth. Often, my inner voice, making observations on events, would keep me slightly separate from the action. It was as if I was saving, preserving episodes in my life to use later in my stories, even though I didn't know it at the time. I kept a diary and created characters based on real people. I thought everybody did it, but I discovered this was something I could do to entertain myself. In my diary, I would mix reality with daydreams seamlessly, and if I was having a bad day, my imagination would take over and create something fun. So have I remained an outsider? I think not. With more confidence in who I am, I was able to not only listen but have some input in the conversations. I must admit, though, that family and friends have become conscious of the fact that I might be watching and listening, and so often they call me out when I appear to be observing them too closely, in case they end up as a character in one of my books or plays. So yes, I guess I am an outsider still, but one that has the key to get in when it suits.